May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ. الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ. Welcome back to our program Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. In this program we have spiritual cures for yourself. We've got the wazaif, the ta'weezat as well. Inshallah, we'll give you your istikhara. That is the main theme of the program. If you know any person that is suffering from any kind of illness or any problems that they have, then this is the program. Hopefully, inshallah, Azawajal, when we start doing the istikhara and also give out some of the wazaif and some of the, you know, the special du'as that have been part of this program for many, many mashallah, Azawajal, moments. So inshallah, hopefully we should be able to give you them as well. So please make sure that you pass on the message to your other family and friends so that they can also join in and watch this program. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I heard from the scholars that dua is a very important part of our worship. If please could you just tell us how to do dua in the proper way, as many times people have different ways of doing the dua. Whenever we should make dua, lift your hands up with your palms facing towards the qibla. Either have your hands to your chest level, to your shoulder level, or above the head like this. These are some of the manners of making dua. And then whilst you are making the dua, make sure that you are looking downwards. You know, don't look into the sky, but look down. Better if you close your eyes and ask Allah. Sometimes people say, I don't know how to make the dua. How shall I make the dua? Then remember, when you make dua, you should always make dua in the manner that what you want from Allah. What is it that you want? What is it that's missing in your life? What is it that you really want from Allah Azza wa Jal? Because Allah already knows what you want. So therefore, don't think to yourself that because I don't know how to make the dua, I don't know how to ask from Allah. Just call upon Him. What is it that you need in your life? Call upon Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, He will answer our prayers. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Ask from me, I will accept your prayer. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ad-du'a'u silahul mu'min. Dua is the weapon of the believer. Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. Dua is the essence of worship, or is the brain of worship. Now just imagine, you know, without a brain, the body is nothing. You know, you won't function, you won't do anything. It's the brain that controls your body movements, what you do, what you speak, when to, you know, your eyelids, when to move them, when to blink the eye, when to look right up. Now, whatever you want to do, you know, even the sense of feeling, the brain controls all of that. So without the brain, the body is nothing. In the same manner, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us, mashallah, a brain. And the brain of ibadat is dua. So whenever we make dua, always don't think to yourself that it's only a dua. It's all right. I've seen people, you know, making dua like this, looking around. Some people have their hands on their knees making dua. Have you ever seen a beggar, how he begs? You know, I'm giving you, it's a challenge. Go and look at how a beggar will beg. Yeah, he will put his hands like this. He will cry in front of you. He'll make his face so innocent. Yeah. And then what happens? We feel sorry and we give him something. In the same way, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are beggars. You know, try to make dua in such a manner, like the scholars, they say, try to cry in your dua. If you can't cry, then at least make your face as if you are crying. And then the words that you choose are very important. The best manner of dua is if we can make dua in the Arabic language. Try to make the Quranic duas as well. And then whatever you need, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, ask from Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal will accept, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Please can you help me to find a job? I have been out of job for many years now. I am really struggling, and if there's anything that I could do to please find a job. Okay, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there anything that I could recite for blessings of sustenance? I do work, but my work is very slow. Is there anything that I can read to make things better for myself? Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Please, can you give me something to read that I could protect my belongings from robbers and thieves? We lately got robbed and it made a lot of disturbance. Is there anything that we could do? That is a wazifa of Amir al-Sunnat that he's given us regarding how to protect your belongings. So as soon as I get that wazifa, inshallah, azawajal, I will pass it on to you as well. So for the person who said that he wants to have something, a dua, that will increase his sustenance. He's got a job, but his sustenance isn't there. Now, there could be a few factors in this. Maybe what you are earning is not enough for you because of the way that we are spending our money. Yeah, we are spending our money, you know, here, there, everywhere. We need to look at how we can make sure that, you know, we spend according to our own limits. Like sometimes if you're earning £300 a week and you're spending £500 a week, obviously you're going to be minus £200, and that will add up each week. And sometimes, for example, you know, when you do your home improvements, you do your housework, or you buy a car, you know, or you buy something, you know, you want to invest in a property, obviously that will only happen when you've got money saved up. You know, you can't really, with the money that you are earning, obviously you can't do that, unless people nowadays have committees where the committee comes out and they pay for them kind of thing. That's fine. But do not spend more than what you are earning. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the wazifa that I want to give you is that a companion, he once humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the world has turned its back to me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you not remember the tasbih, which is the tasbih of angels and all the creation, by virtue of their sustenance is given. At the break of dawn, recite this tasbih 100 times. So this wazifa is for those people who say that, you know, blessings in their sustenance, you know, they get their wage, but they find it difficult to go through the whole week. Their money, as soon as they get it, they spend it. How can we start to make sure that we can save our wealth as well? So the tasbih that we need to recite is Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahil Azim, Astaghfirullah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the world will come to you disgraced. That companion then left. After some time, he came again and some humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the world came to me so abundantly that I am astonished where to pick it up and where to put it. Subhanallah. So this is a beautiful wazifa. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahil Azim, Astaghfirullah. 100 times at the time of the break of dawn. Inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jal will help and guide you as well. One Islam brother wanted a wazifa for getting a job. Offer 2 rakat nafal salat at a non-makruh time, and after performing salah, recite Ya Latifu 182 times. Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu 182 times. And then make dua for a permissible and easy job or for halal income. Inshallah, dua will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Again, remember, wealth is not everything. It's not always about money. It's not always that I need to have so much money, then I'll be successful. Successful is indeed that person who leaves this dunya with his iman. That's the definition of success. Success doesn't mean I get a lot of money, because sometimes money can take you away from the remembrance of Allah. Like Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an dhikrillah. Wa man yaf'al dhalika faulaika humul khasirun. You know, the closest meaning is that, oh believers, do not let your wealth and your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And those who will do so are the losers. Who wants to be a loser? I don't want to be a loser. Wealth is something that we need. It's not our maqsad, it's not our mission. Our need is food and water and clothing our need is to earn wealth, halal income, but that's not our maqsad. It's our need. It's not our mission. It's not why we were created for. We were created for the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal, not to earn wealth. But Allah's mercy that subhanallah, whenever we do ibadat, whenever we work for a halal income, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll get rewarded. And that is also included as being worship as well. Someone asked regarding a wazifa to protect their wealth, and Allah Ta'ala make us all protect our homes. Then there is a very beautiful, easy wazifa. Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu. Recite this 10 times and blow on your belongings. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah will protect them and they will not be stolen. Now, for example, I've got this, I got the iPad in front of me, I got my mobile phone in front of me. You know, they are expensive items, they're more than £100, so they are expensive. Yeah, so what we do is recite Ya Jalilu 10 times before and after Durood-e Pak, and then just blow on them. Inshallah, what will happen? Allah will protect these. Just don't only protect your iPads and your mobile phones and your money and your gold, anything as well, your suitcases, yeah, anything that is valuable. Recite Ya Jalilu 10 times, blow on them. Allah Azza wa Jal will protect them, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Is there anything that I could read to get rid of termites? Kile makore, something like termites is a, I think they eat paper or something like that. Inshallah, I'll try to get you a wazifa for that as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, I wanted to go through some of the rulings of Salah as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And today, Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to go through the sunnats of Qa'idah. After performing the sujood of the second raka'at, it is a sunnah for men to lay their left foot flat. So after you've sat in a tahiyat, you lay your left foot, you sit on your left foot, and sitting with both buttocks on the left flattened foot, to sit on the left foot, keeping the right foot upright and keeping the toes of the right foot towards the qibla, keeping the right hand on the right thigh and left hand on the left thigh, leaving fingers in a normal state, neither too close together nor too wide apart. So when you sit in the attahiyat position, don't have your fingers like that apart and don't have them joined like that, just in the normal place. Keeping fingertips close to the knees, but one should not hold the knees. So whilst you're in attahiyat, so just imagine this is your knee. So you're keeping your fingertips, just keep them towards the qibla. Don't hold your knees like that with them, but just having your hands like that. Raise the index finger on the right hand while giving shahada during attahiyat. Its method is as follows. Now this is a very important thing because it's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we need to understand how we need to lift our finger up as well. Now fold the ring finger and the pinky, form a ring with the middle finger and thumb. Raise the index finger while uttering La and do not shake it. Put it down while uttering Illa and straighten all the fingers. So let me just give you a practical on that. So here, if I say Ashhadu Allah, so La, I lift my finger. So my little finger and the ring finger, they are in there. Big finger and with the thumb, I form a circle. So you can see that circle there. And then Ashhadu Allah Ilaha Illallah, drop on the word Illallah and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, put your hand straight. Ji, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Baby isn't speaking and not eating properly, feel like nazar and is really unwell and doesn't respond when she is cold. Okay, Allah Ta'ala give her shifa kamila. Ji, the next sunnat is sitting in the second qa'da just like the first one, reciting tashahud as well. So again, that was the first attahiyat. If you have to offer a 3-raka'at salah, 3-unit salah or 4-raka'at, then obviously in the second attahiyat, when you read that, you have to do the same as I mentioned before. Reciting Durood Sharif after tashahud, reciting Durood-e-Ibrahim is preferable. So it's also when you read attahiyat, After that, recite Durood Pak, and then also at the end, recite the Dua. It is a Sunnah to recite Durood Sharif after Tashahud in the first Qada of Nafal and Sunnate Ghair Muakkada. Reciting Dua after the Durood Sharif. Now, these were some of the Sunnats of Qaida when you sit in At-Tahiyyat. A few Sunnats to do with performing the Salam. Performing Salam twice, uttering the following words, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yeah, so when you give salam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That's when you are reading the salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you give me anything to read so that we can have a peaceful sleep? We are going through some difficult time sleeping. Maybe there is something wrong with me. Okay, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give you Shifa'i Kamila as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Now remember, one of the important things is that sometimes, you know, it's the way we sleep as well, or the time we sleep. Now, normally a person is tired. Yeah, just imagine if you are tired, it's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and you want to get to sleep, but you're still on your phone, you know, looking through your messages. But then, you know, because you are tired, well, even if you do fall asleep, you know, your tiredness might not go away because you're so tired now that there's something that you can do as well. Okay. Again, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, sleep problem. So I think this is called insomnia. If you've got a problem with sleeping, that's a very beautiful wazifa. Recite La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. 11 times and blow onto yourself. You will, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, fall asleep. So, what you do is you recite La ilaha illallah 11 times, blow on yourself, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will get to sleep. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please let me know how I should perform istikhara, as I have been very, very ill in the past few days. My children are also not listening and they are making things worse for me. I do not know what to do. I feel like running away, but please, can you help me? Allah Ta'ala, make it easier. You know, these kind of messages really do break your heart, because, you know, she's already going through such a difficult time, and then the children are making it even worse. There was an incident where the children, they were not even, you know, I can't even say they were babies or kids. MashaAllah, they were 13, 14 years old, and they an understandable age. People understand at that age. But what happened was, basically, they were really, really naughty. And the moment, you know, she had a nervous breakdown, and it was very, very hard for her. May Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you, the one who sent the messages. But if the kids are watching, you know, please try to calm down. You know, if there's something wrong in the family, your parents are, you need to understand, you need to change your ways as well. And inshallah, make things more easier for the family. Allah Ta'ala make it easier. Now again, disobedient children, one of the best ways of treating that is basically sometimes when they feel angry or you feel angry, don't try to, you know, in return, you know, shout at them. Don't, you know, start hitting them. We shouldn't be hitting children anyway. But don't shout at them. And listen to what they have to say as well. Because sometimes they become rebellious because they think that no one is listening to them. Allah make it easier. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Maine apne bhai ke liye istikhara karwana takriban ek saal ho gaya hai. Uski tabiyat theek nahi hai. Kabhi bahut ghussa hota hai aur thodi der baad aise react karta hai jaise kuch hua hi nahi. Cheezein todta baitha baitha hansna shuru kar deta hai. Kabhi rone lagta hai. Paglon jaisa harkatein karta hai. اپنے آپ سے باتیں کرتا ہے ساری رات جاگتا اور صبح سو جاتا ہے آپ پلیز استخارہ کر کے بتا دیں اس کے لیے کوئی جادو وغیرہ نہیں ہے اللہ تعالیٰ make it easier for you as well انشاءاللہ جی پیارے اسلام بھائی، الحمدللہ عز و جل، وی آر گوئنگ تھرو سم آف دا سنتس آف پرفارمنگ سلام، ٹرننگ دا فیس ٹو دا رائٹ سائڈ فرسٹ اینڈ دین دا لیفٹ سائڈ، سیئنگ بوتھ سلام لاؤڈلی از اے سنت فار دا امام، بٹ دا وائس آف دا سیکنڈ سلام شوڈ بی لوور دین دا فرسٹ ون. As soon as the imam utters the word as-salam while performing the first salam, his salah will finish even if he has not yet uttered the word alaykum. Therefore, if any latecomer joined the jamaat after the imam had already uttered the word as-salam, his iqtida would not be valid. However, his iqtida will be valid if the imam, having performed the first salam, performed sajda as-sahw, provided sajda as-sahw had become wajib. So this is a very important ruling for the Islamic brothers. Whenever you are with the imam sahab and the imam sahab gives salam, then you cannot join with the jama'at. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we had a special wazifa for tonight as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Let's see what the wazifa for tonight is, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. You'll see it on your screens as well, inshallah. The wazifa of the day is, inshallah azza wa jal, recite Ya Mughni. Ya Mughni, recite this once, perform dhamm on the hands and gently rub the hands over the painful part of the body. Relief will be obtained, inshallah azza wa jal. So if you're finding any parts of your body that is aching, and what you do is you recite, put your hand on there or recite Ya Mughni, Ya Mughni, and then do dhamm on the hands, and then inshallah just go over that part of the body, and inshallah Allah will grant you shifa. Now alhamdulillah, if you seen that wazifa on the screen, it's there again. Take a quick picture of that and then send it around to your family and your friends, inshallah azza wa jal, I'm sure they will find it much beneficial for that as well. So alhamdulillah, this was the wazifa of today, feeling at peace. Now a lot of the times, how we can find peace, like they say, where do you find peace? The satisfaction of the hearts is in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. The satisfaction of the hearts is not, ma'azallah, in video games, in video films. The satisfaction of the hearts is not in working really hard. I mean, Mufti Qasim Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, said a very beautiful thing. He goes, why are you working hard? Why can't you work smart? Yeah, let me give you an idea. Let me give you a scenario. You owe money to someone, and that person is very, very, you know, he's asking for his money back. Yeah, then what will happen is that a person, sometimes he works all day, then goes to a second job. They'll work a 12-hour shift, then they'll go towards their second job. Now in return, what happens is they get tired. 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, you know, that will keep on running, you know, we'll keep on running. You know, it's a body, you know, it'll give up one day. So, you know, you'll work for 2-3 weeks, and then what will happen? Your health will start to deteriorate. You won't get enough sleep. You know, you're always tired because of that tiredness. You're always awake, you know, especially if your job is driving, then that is very, very dangerous. Now just imagine doing a whole day's job and then you're doing a driving job and you're going to drive, you know, tired. You know, you see these signs that we see on the motorway, tiredness kills, take a break. Yeah, go into a service station, take a break. That's what they want, because, and those people, and a lot of people sometimes they do a full-time job and then they'll probably work as a delivery driver for a takeaway or for a company. Now they are putting their health and their life at risk as well. Work smart. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that will help us, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that can, you know, make things work for us. So why not make dua in the court of Allah? We just mentioned in the beginning of the program, try to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, you do work hard, but try to make duas. Allah Ta'ala will make things easier for you as well. When the imam turns his face to the right and left side while performing salam, he should make the intention of saying salam to the people offering salah at his right and left side respectively. But he should not intend to say salam to any women, even if she is present in the jama'at. Further, he should also intend to say salam to kiraman katibin, the angels deputed for writing deeds. as well as the angels deputed for safeguard during both salam, but he should not fix any number in the intention. So beautiful, mashallah, tarbiyah there. When you are giving salam, make the intention as if you are giving salam to all the namazis on this side, and when you give salam on the left side, you are giving salam to all the namazi on that side. A muqtadi should also intend to say salam to the people and angels on both sides. Further, he should also make intention for the imam while performing salam towards the side where the imam is present. If the imam is not in front of the muqtadi, he should intend to say salam to the imam while performing both salams. A munfarid should intend to say salam to the angels only. A munfarid, like if you are offering your salah alone. Muqtadi's transitions, yani ruku, sujood, should be with those of the imams. So make sure that when the imam, you know, goes to the next part of the ibadat, for example, he is in ruku, he goes into sujood, make sure the muqtadi follows that as well. It is permissible for a munfarid to ask supplication without turning any side. Now, the sunnats after the farai, so you get your sunnats of zuhr, you get your sunnahs of Maghrib, and you get your sunnah of Isa Salah. So what are the rulings regarding then? Talking should be avoided after the Farz Salah that is followed by the Sunnah Salah. Even though the sunnah will be valid in spite of talking, but their reward will be reduced. To delay the sunnah is makruh. Similarly, lengthy or rad invocations are not permitted between the Farz and the Sunnah Salah. So if you have a habit of reciting the wazaif, which is brilliant, but do not read them wazaifs between your farz and your sunnah salah. So for example, if you are going to read your zuhr salah, the most that we might be able to get away with is to recite the ayatul kursi. Recite the ayatul kursi, and because it's not a lengthy one, you're not spaced there. But even if that could be recited after salah, that is better as well. So there is no much gap between the faraid and the sunnat, inshallah azawajal. The after the farz that are followed by the sunnat, dua should be brief. Otherwise, the sawab of the sunnat will be reduced. So whenever you are making dua, for example, the ulama, the scholars, when the imam, when he gives salam after farz salah, he makes dua. Now, if that is the habit of someone making the dua, make sure that the dua is short, not too long. Even though it is correct that talking between farz and sunnah does not invalidate sunnah, but their reward is reduced. The same ruling applies to every such act that contradicts the tahreema. Do not offer sunnah salah at the same place wherever farz salah was offered. Instead, it should be offered at a different place, such as left, right, or front, or near the side, or at home. So it's a beautiful, mashallah, tariqah, that when you offered your faraiz, do not offer your sunnah and your nawafil in the same place. So that is why sometimes in the masajids you see people, they start to move. Some people go back, some people move forward. It's so that you don't read the same, the salah, the farz and the sunnah should be in different places. There is no harm in the pause taking place as a result of going home for offering sunnah salah. However, it is a sin to pass across the front of a musalli or face his front for changing the place or going home if there is no space to go offer sunnah salah at the same place. So if it's a small masjid, then instead of walking in front of a namazi, make sure that you don't, because the scholars, they mentioned the ruling that anyone who walks in front of a namazi, it will be better for that person to wait for 40 years if he knew what the punishment was. Nowadays, you see people, they don't look at anyone. You know, they'll just walk in front of people. And even though, you know, what's the reason? The reason is that they don't know the ruling. Now, remember, if someone says that I don't know the ruling, or I didn't know, then that is double the punishment. One for committing the sin and the other for not knowing as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I'm struggling to find a suitable spouse and always making dua. Is there anything that I could read? Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Lately, I've been having some issues with my health where I have a lot of headaches, pain in my left side of the head. Is there anything that I could read or any wazifa, or do I need to have an istikhara done for me? Now remember, sometimes you know you get the whole head that is hurting. Yeah, sometimes you might be on your right side of the face, the left side, or it might be just you know your eyes that are painful. There could be many reasons. One of the reasons, if it's just a headache, then first of all, I'll explain to you about myself. If I don't get enough sleep, then obviously what happens is my eyes start to ache, and I'll get a headache. Now, normally what happens is, you know, if I don't sleep properly, or anyone who doesn't sleep properly, and he starts to have a headache, then the best thing is to get your sleep. Make sure you have a rest, a good rest, and make sure you get enough sleep. And inshallah, once your battery is charged up fully, you'll see things will get better. But if you're not, then inshallah, Azzawajal, we'll give you a wazifa later on for the headache, inshallah, Azzawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you give me something to read for my schoolwork, as I am getting a lot behind my schoolwork because of being ill. I missed a few days and I want to catch up with my school fellow friends. Okay, inshallah. Maybe that is someone at a school age, inshallah, azawajal. We will try to give you a wazifa for that as well. Okay, the 29 acts that invalidate the salah. Okay, we've got the wazifa. If I can just give the wazifa first. A remedy to end the obstacle to marriage. If there is an obstacle in the marriage of any girl or boy, or there is a stumbling block, bandish, recite Surah 3 60 times, beginning with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time, daily after Salatul Fajr, in the same state of wudu. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, within 40 days, your desires will be fulfilled. So Surah 3, basically, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wattini Wazzaytuni Waturi Sinin, the whole Surah, recite that 60 times. Each time when you repeat the Surah, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim again, and then read the Surah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll continue that until 40 days. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, your dua, your desires will be fulfilled. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, we'll give you the results for the istikhara now. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Gee, we had the first istikhara request. The health issues, the istikhara has come back, and it says it is azmaish. It's a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. And we gave a wazifa as well for health issues as well. If you can recite that wazifa, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ya salamu. 111 times if you recite Ya Salamu, before and after, if you recite the Rude Park, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah will give you a better health, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And it's about someone's brother who needed to have an istikhara. Basically, it's been a year that he's not feeling well. The istikhara has been done and is mentioned as a Vakti Azmaish, a temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Someone asked for a wazifa for their brother who thinks the istikhara has been done. Waqti Asmaish, but that is a very beautiful wazifa that you can read, and it's a good wazifa for mental illness. If he does have mental illness, inshallah Azza wa Jal, this wazifa will make him better, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So what we do is, number one, recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah 60 times. Then once he should read Surah Fatiha and Ayatul Kursi. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, 60 times. Once he's read that, then read Surah Fatiha and Ayatul Kursi. And then after that, recite Qul huwallahu ahad 3 times. After reciting, blow on water and have the patient to drink that water. Qul huwallahu ahad, the whole surah. And each time you read the surah, make sure you read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before that, inshallah, azawajal, Allah will give him shifa-i kamila. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Could you please do an istikhara for jinnat or black magic issues? Please give something to read also. When mentioning on TV, please use code DIAMOND. If someone is stuttering in their speech, then after offering Fajr Salah, place a pebble in your mouth. After offering Fajr Salah, place a pebble in your mouth and recite the following verse 21 times. قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. This is para number 16, Surah Taha, verse number 25 to 28. So let me read that again. So if someone is stuttering in their speech or they're not speaking properly, it could be a child or an adult, then get a small stone. Now here, I would obviously not advise for anyone to put a small pebble in the mouth of a child. Yeah, so this is someone who is old, just put a little pebble in your mouth and then recite this. قَالَ رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Now, if it's a child, then do not put a pebble in the mouth, but rather recite this verse and blow onto water and give them to drink. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will get better. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Some of the things that invalidate the salah. Number one is talking. Yeah, so do not talk in your salah. Number two is saying salam to someone will also invalidate the salah. Replying to the salam of someone else. So if someone is giving salam, do not reply back to the salam. That is as if someone is talking as well. The istihara has been done for code word diamond. And the istihara has come back as there's no effect of jinnat, magic or evil eye. So there's no effects of jinnat, magic or evil eye. And for the protection of all of these things, inshallah, recite Ya Wakilu. Whoever recites this 7 times daily at the time of Asr will remain safe from calamities. Ji, Assalamu Alaikum. Wa Alaikum Assalam. My son is 3 years old and does not talk. Can you please do istikhara? His name is... okay, inshallah, we'll do istikhara as well for that. Ji, uttering Alhamdulillah on hearing good news. So if you hear a good news and you are offering your salah and someone says to you, oh, this has happened, you know, mashallah, you know, your Medina visa has been done, and you say Alhamdulillah, then that will break your salah. So, and to say Alhamdulillah on hearing any good news, saying Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un on hearing a bad news or news of someone's death, that will also invalidate the salah. Replying to the azan will also invalidate the salah. Uttering Jalla Jalaluhu on hearing the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, that will also invalidate the salah. Reciting Durood Sharif, for example, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam, as a reply on hearing the blessed name of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. If Jalla Jalaluhu or Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam were uttered without the intention of reply, the salah will not be invalid. Okay. Someone mentioned regarding istikhara for their 3-year-old son who does not speak. Then the istikhara has been done that spiritually is clear. So that maybe something medically, Allah Azza wa Jal give power for your son to speak. Now, like I mentioned, that verse of the Quran, if you read that and then inshallah blow onto the child or blow onto water, and give the water to the child to drink. So what you read is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Qala rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Read that, blow on the water, give the child to drink, inshallah azza wa jal, by the blessing of the Quran, by the blessings of these beautiful words, Allah azza wa jal will grant him the power to speak as well. Someone asked for an istikhara. Surname is Sheikh. They sent the istikhara request. It has come back as my test from Allah. So no evil eye, no magic or nothing like that. Now, I was talking to someone the other day. They were saying, why is it that every time when I do istikhara from Dawat Islami, it doesn't come as black magic? But whenever I do istikhara from another person that I know in Pakistan, it always comes out magic. Now, the thing is, Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami doesn't charge for its services, the Tawizah, the Istikhara. We don't charge no money. And so, Alhamdulillah, why would we say magic? A lot of the time, sadly, these people, you know, their shops. And I'm not saying everyone is like that, but majority are like that, I'm afraid. You know, they will definitely, they'll deliberately say, oh, it's magic, it's this, it's that, so that people, you know, will come to them and people will spend money and they'll do all sorts and they'll try to get money of them as much as possible. So please make sure that you are aware of these people. Your hard-earned cash, do not give to these people. And again, we mentioned it many times as well. If any Dawat-e-Islami brother or sister is asking you for money to do istikhara or is asking you for money to do the ta'wizat, please let us know and we will inshallah take action on that as well. Jazakallah khaira. Our time is up. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah